I don't believe you.
I need a new swimsuit. Swimming suit.
I'm going to take that away from you.
Jessica, put your iPad away. Will you do that?
Uh-huh.
Promise?
Yep.
We'd be professional and speak into the microphone when we have a guest.
I'm always professional.
I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. What did I say about Mike Doty? I'm going to start playing his music until he contacts us and tells us to stop.
I went to school with 27 Jennifers.
Wasn't that a movie?
I think it was a movie. I don't know. This is Mike Doty. If you want us to stop playing your music, call us. And while we have you on the phone, would you like to be on the podcast?
You got an hour?
You got an hour? I love this song. Turn it up a little bit, James.
It's good.
Yeah. Got a beat, right? Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm Chick, the leader. That is Jess, the co-host. Being ornery as always.
No, I'm not.
There's Jason, our producer. Without him, most of this wouldn't be possible. We have a guest today, but we'll get to him in a moment. First of all, I'd like to address another situation with the podcast. We have been, it seems to me, a little disconnected in the past week or so.
Who has?
Everybody.
Well, your vacation kind of started it. We kind of ramped up.
I went to
quite a few,
yeah.
And we kind of exhaled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then we came back, and we haven't really inhaled completely. Is
we
that
haven't.
Fair?
We started. And you're right. Was that you exhaling? You know, it's all breathing. You all center on the breathing. You said that one of the three of us said, "You know what would be great."
What?
If we did like three in a row, man. Yeah.
But everybody canceled.
Yeah.
We were going to do three in a row. We didn't
do
three in a row because of us. We were here.
But we could have done one.
We could have done
guest.
We could have done one other than the Twitter house party.
Mm.
And I know it's summer vacation and she's uber busy.
I'm very busy.
She's very busy and she's 12 places at once.
I don't.
And she was at the 4-H fair serving snow cones. Did you know that?
Yeah, we mentioned it in the last one. Did the guy who called in swing by?
He didn't. No. Wrong, he didn't show up.
Nobody showed up.
Wrong day.
Wait a minute. Nobody showed up at the snow cone hut.
Nobody that knew me.
You want somebody to come up to you and go, "You're where's Jess from Off the Air? Yeah.
Where's Jason?"
That happened to me the other day. I was at Buck Creek Farms getting produce.
She was so excited.
Buck Creek. Yeah, Buck Creek is a township.
It still sounds like she's saying butt. I'm hearing butt. Yeah,
Buck Creek.
When I look at her,
Farms.
I think butt. I think that's the problem.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And I went there to get produce because they tweeted that they had some stuff they needed. Mm-hmm. They had peaches and all kinds of stuff.
Well, but this goes back to you tweeting back and forth about they were going to shear
sheep.
They were
going to shear sheep, and I wanted to come see them shear the sheep because I want to get a yarn spinner and spin my own yarn
from
the wool.
The,
yeah.
You just attach it to the sheep and it just goes right to the yarn, right? And it just comes off of it.
Jess should have been born
in that a cartoon?
Middle 1800s.
No, I just want to try it. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I actually, if I could rent a lot of these projects that I want to do and then give them back and be like, okay, I'm done, I would save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But
so you're going to go produce at Buck Creek.
Yeah, and it's literally like 5 miles from my house, 5 miles south.
And who is it? Somebody you marry? What's the guy's name?
Kyle and Mary. So Mary's there, which I didn't know my first name until I got there. And then I got there and it's their house and they have a garden. But he also, I found out later, that he makes like a 120-mile trip around Indiana to all these Amish farms and then brings the produce back and sells it too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He has a donkey and horses and all kinds of stuff.
He doesn't do that in the donkey and the horses. He uses a truck.
Yeah, he uses a truck.
Yeah.
They sell to people who drive motor vehicles. They just don't drive motor vehicles.
And it's good produce? You have the good produce?
It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good. So I was standing there talking to Mary and picking stuff out. And then he came up. And like I said, I had talked to him on Twitter before. And he was like, "How are you doing?" And I said a couple of sentences. And he goes, Jess?
No.
Yes, and he gave me a big hug. Mm-hmm. And he was so nice, and he was so much younger than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was an older man, but he ran the bus company in Indiana something. I don't know if the bus company is a business or if he meant like the buses in Indianapolis, but then he went and worked for Mass Transit in New York City for a long time.
Wow.
And then he came back and bought this farm, and he's retired, and this is what he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he said, Jess.
Said Jess. And I was like, yes. And he was like, I'm so glad you made it. And then his wife was like, oh, this is the girl from Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. Not this, just the girl from Twitter.
I don't know if our podcast never came up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. But then it
turns out. So this whole conversation is just about you and not us.
I don't know. Our podcast
is even more exciting for
even
you.
Even more exciting if he just knows me from Twitter and doesn't know me from this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then.
What does that mean, this stuff?
What the fuck does that mean?
Out.
But then you know.
Get her,
what?
Jason.
Guess who honed in on my local love and everything, and now that's Don Stuck. Oh, they sell produce, and then he starts tweeting about it and all this stuff.
We need to have him on the show.
He asked me to be on his show.
No.
Just you or the three of us?
Just me.
What the fuck's that
all
about?
This thing's about her.
It is not.
You're going to get a spinoff. You're going to do your own show. I can feel it. Just Jess. Hi, I'm Jess.
No, I wouldn't. There's no way.
You know, that's what Suzanne Summers said. And the next thing you know, there's
Thighmaster.
Two's Company Thighmaster. That's exactly right.
Two's Company wasn't real.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Did you think it was? Two's Company? No, that wasn't real.
Would you take phone calls?
No.
Because you're good at taking care of other people's problems.
That's true.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do an episode just called Just Jess.
Mm.
And they bring your problems to you. We could do a sideshow
within OTA.
They
bring my problems?
No, they bring their problems to you.
Oh, I could do that.
And you could help fix them.
I would like a very nice musical instrumental intro.
Not 27 Jennifer? What do you mean?
Jess. I don't know.
Now we got to get Griswold involved.
Listen to the egomaniac of Just Jess.
I didn't say I wanted horns. I just said I wanted instrumental.
I want to say something that I can't say on the Bob and Tom show. Okay?
These are my favorite.
You ready? Paula Deen's a fucking idiot. Okay, now.
You know what? I've seen...
I feel a little bad for her because she's obviously not... Real, I get the impression she's not that swift, other than cooking and cleaning and relating to people. And I don't mean cleaning, but you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, I don't think she has...
You mean she's a big dumb woman? Is that what you mean?
No, I don't think she's
that shovel down.
Savvy with dealing. And this has always served her very well so far. Oh, darling, don't you worry about that. You know, stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. and that has...
You hate Southern women, don't you?
There's a couple I could do without, I
think the whole thing's a little, I mean, what you said is inappropriate, but what, you didn't guess that maybe that was happening? So, who else is this happening? It happened in public or it came out? And
I guess I don't know the whole story. All I know is that there was a former worker of hers, mm-hmm. employee, mm-hmm. that claims that there, even claimed something, I even read sexual harassment.
Well, she's used the. They asked her if she ever used the N-word
in an interview. They asked
in
her
in a trial.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
on the witness stand,
and she said.
And she said yes, but it was during she was being held up or something. She acted like it was okay in that case, I guess. So
her general problem was that she promoted a atmosphere of
hostility.
Well, of acceptance of racially charged jokes, and it could just be racial, could have been Southerners, could whatever. It just was an inappropriate workplace, I guess.
Okay.
And this lady was.
I get that,
mm-hmm.
but how is that different from
here?
Yeah, I'm being serious because on the radio in the morning, everybody's open about it, and you can make jokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like as long as there is a black guy sitting here, is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. It's okay with him, I guess.
You know what I mean?
I mean, but if Roy and I...
He's not that black.
He's Roy your go-to?
No, I'm just thinking...
He's a little... He's got some Wayne Brady in him. Come
on. No, I don't agree with that
at
all.
He's got a little...
Roy Wood Jr. is of all...
And I love Wayne Brady, so don't do
Roy Wood Jr., Ralph Harris...
Are all... What did... This conversation
I'm trying to
fucking
trying to decide
cut
who's,
out of this podcast
I'm trying
right
to decide
now.
Who's blacker.
See, why is this okay? Why is Paula Deen? Why is Paula Deen in trouble? But this conversation's okay.
Well, no, I think Paula Deen. I think the things that Paula Deen has done comes with. I think it sounds like she's mean, and she might have had some venom in her remarks.
Oh. So you're not hostile?
I'm not hiding behind it, but my stepmother was black at one point, so I don't know if that's lets me off the hook.
Really?
But what have I always told you? In my high school, we were 50%. It was 50-50, white, black, and we didn't have any Latinos, though, so, or Latinas. What is it?
Your next girlfriend should be black.
What are you talking about?
Exactly what I just said.
Yeah, let's do another 15 on this.
Well, if we cut that last 15 minutes out, how much time do we have?
You thought he was dizzy before the podcast.
I'm sweating again. Way to go. You just do that. I'm living in my own special hell. There's your edit point.
I'm not editing that out.
You guys know what happened to me Sunday morning, right?
Bob Zaney showed up.
Bob Zaney showed up. And it's no secret, Jess and I broke up last year.
What?
And, I'm sorry you had to hear this way. But
this is your first podcast.
So I got my own little place. And
it's a really good chick house.
You've never seen it. I don't know why you're talking about
it. Let's call
it
a Charles house.
Shut up. I know where you live.
Let's call it a Charles house.
Oh, a Charles. Oh, yeah. Chick house would be different.
Yeah, that sounds a little different.
No, but I have slowly, I told you a long time ago, I was very surprised and comforted by how quickly I got attached to this place, and it's got a nice yard, and I'm building a tiki bar, and on and on and on. So without even knowing it, like in life, most things happen, I got used to spending most of my time by myself. I mean, I go out and, you know, I tear it up. You know that. But I had no idea how used to being alone I was at my house until he showed up.
Yeah.
And when I get up in the morning to come to work.
And his dirty, nasty white coffee maker sitting there that he travels with.
He's there.
And he's awake, isn't he?
And he's awake.
He's awake.
Oh, you leaving? Yeah, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home and he's there, needing to run an errand. Go ahead.
I should stay with you a couple nights.
What am I hearing?
You should.
Yeah, just to show you that
a sleepover.
You could have a roommate and it be okay.
A normal person.
I don't think I could have a roommate that I wasn't in love with.
Well, when Bob,
I don't think I could do that. I'm serious. Why is that? Why are you laughing?
Because that's true. Have you ever lived with someone you haven't been sleeping with? We're going to throw the love thing out the window.
No.
No?
I've never lived with anyone that I wasn't dorking. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Way to make it so romantic.
Well, dorking. She started it.
I hate the door. Oh. The
dorking?
Yeah, it's awful.
I've lived with a bunch of people that I wasn't in love with.
And wasn't having sex with.
And wasn't having sex with them.
But I was married to them.
I was there.
So you've got two extra bedrooms. You could be renting out.
What's the old joke? Man, I miss that dog. Anyway.
Is that old joke or your joke?
That might be my joke. No, I'm not going to rent out. You know, though, I do have a bigger house than I thought I did.
Well, because he has like wings, kind of. It's a small home, but he doesn't use that
front
area at all.
Yeah, you don't realize the front corner. Like when I went to check his house, you know, while he was gone a couple times.
That too.
You had to go
when he was in Canada.
When I was in Canada, yeah.
Well, I had to get his trash out, and
I got the mail.
I watched something. He said, "Hey, just make sure the car is parked." So I went over and watched the second half of something. I don't know.
You watched my TV?
Yeah, you told me to.
It's a good TV to watch.
I didn't.
No, he. You know why? He wanted you to go turn the TV on so it didn't feel unloved while he was gone and watch it for a little
bit. No, he just wanted a car to be there.
You know I love that TV. Me and that TV are having sex.
When he moved out, he was like, "You can keep the TV." And I go, "That's a lie." And he goes, "Yeah, I kind of want that."
And it took a while, but
I got it.
No, but I would go and go, "All right, I should open the doors and just make sure there's not a leak or something."
Oh, sure.
You know?
Sure, sure.
And
sure.
I keep going, oh, yeah, there's another one here. Oh, my God. Yeah, I kept forgetting there was extra bedrooms up front.
Yeah. But you know what I realized the other day? Zaney's sleeping in the same bed he slept when we lived together.
Mm-hmm, the blue room.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Is that the front or the...
That's a middle.
No, he's sleeping in my grandson's room, technically.
Okay.
Well, not my grandson.
So he's
my daughter's room when she stays. And
so he's closer to you?
I just say guest room.
Guest room.
That probably cover all of them.
But it's not good. I don't know. I stayed in my...
He's a lot because when he stayed at our house... that time.
He's on a lot.
He's on. He wasn't for me though. We talked a lot. He set off the alarm at our house, and the police came.
That was funny.
Yeah.
He sure did, didn't he? Mm-hmm. I forgot all about
my
that.
My daughter still says, "Remember when Bob Zaney made the police come?"
And that little face. Remember when Bob Zaney made the police come? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, he's leaving tomorrow, and I can't wait. I love him to death. He knows I do, and he knows I want him to leave, which is fine. Don't you think? Guys can feel that way, right?
I don't know. I would never. I'm having a hard time because I don't like people in my house. You know that. I don't like to have company. I don't like to have.
You don't like the pop? Well, I don't like the pop. There are very few people that are.
The pop in, yeah.
And he, when he has the pop in, he still calls.
I still call.
Yeah, you always call.
It's okay for the pop in?
Yeah. But I just don't like to. I feel like when you open your house up to people that you're judging, and
those I'm, people judging. Are judging, or
those
are you
people
judging?
Are judging my house.
Okay.
And right. The thing is that I had this conversation with someone the other day, and I said I just feel like they're judging, and he says nobody judges. It said, why do you think that? People don't judge. And I was like, I know when I go into someone's house, I judge. I look at the baseboards and I look like on top if there's dust. I do. That's a terrible, awful, horrible thing to do. So whatever I would judge in someone else's home, I look around and make sure it's clean in my home. But anyway, I'm hosting the first cards. We're having all girls cards.
Ooh, winter chick and I coming over.
This is Mary and the ladies and those
this
guys?
This is Mary and Chrissy and my other friends and it's just a bunch of girls that I've known
euchre?
Forever.
Is it euchre?
It's euchre.
Now, okay. Did you invite someone to come play euchre and then call them and go, hey, you're not invited anymore? No. I'm never letting that go.
We only have six people, though.
That's okay. You play six person. Here's my bigger question. What night of the week is it?
Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not always going to be Wednesdays. Whoever's hosting gets to pick that night, so we'll pick. I chose Wednesday because everybody's so busy on the weekend.
Now, is this tomorrow night's the first time?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night's the first game, huh?
You have to bring a booze and an appetizer.
Now, my bigger question, I was getting to the
That's
point.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Is everyone going home, or is there going to be, you know, girls sleeping over?
You think they're going to be in panties having pillow fights, don't you?
Barely playing cards.
Yes. Barely playing cards.
I bet we barely play cards, but I don't know about us being in our panties.
Well, how much booze are they bringing?
We'll see. I'm going to have a signature cocktail, like a card cocktail.
All right. We better get to some emails. We've got a guest waiting.
Oh, shit. Okay. Anyway, Bob leaves tomorrow. Let's not forget that.
And I'll have a card update. Right.
Yes,
podcast.
Please.
These aren't the right glasses.
I'll get a picture.
Chick, Jess, and Jason, spit take. This shit just got real. Just listened to episode 55, and thanks to Jess for having the latest spit take moment with coffee coming out my nose at the end of the episode when Chick started to say something about pepperoni.
Mm.
There was a guy on Twitter that said that he has started a society for guys who...
Balls. Mm-hmm. B-A-W.
Yeah.
Big aerial.
Big aerial women is what he started. You started this, and I said we can cut that out of the podcast.
I don't care.
And you said no.
There was no way I could cut it out.
I'm not into
the music. I can't cut it.
I'm just not worried about it.
It was great.
Yeah, whatever.
I have very small.
I'm sure they are great.
There are so many other reasons to judge me other than that I said that about myself. But I promise.
What's there to judge?
I don't know.
I sit in an engineering office in cubicles where everyone keeps their head in their computers. I just had to try to explain why there's coffee coming out my nose and all over my keyboard. This podcast makes the time go so fast. Keep up the laughs and the hard work. That's Dave in Hubbard, Ohio.
Hubbard.
I've never heard of Hubbard, Ohio. I don't know where
A-R-D,
that is.
Hubbard?
A-R-D. See, two B's, A-R-D.
So that's the part where I didn't know if you'd be okay with. The guy is laughing. Why are you laughing? Well, there's this podcast. There's this girl, Jess.
And she said.
And she's got... Okay.
Sex sells.
Sex does sell. That was a selling point once upon a time. Episode 55, Dear Chick, I love this email already. I know what it's going to be.
What is it?
Dear Chick, push the button, Max! If I didn't already love you, you would have had me with that off-the-cuff quote from The Great Race. That's exactly right, Tim. That's where that comes from. One of my favorite movies of all time. Jack Lemmon says that to Peter Falk. Peter Falk plays Max, and Jack Lemmon's the bad guy. Did I make you watch that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like it, did you?
I didn't dislike it.
Tony Curtis, Natalie Wood.
Everybody's in that movie.
Keenan Wynn.
What year?
That jockey guy. What's his name?
68. jockey guy.
It's, yeah, I think he was a jockey in another
great
movie.
The Great Race? That old?
No, little guy.
Peter Falk?
No, littler.
Peter Falk, Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis, Natalie Wood.
Aren't they all racing for money?
They're racing from New York to Paris.
Is this the original Cannonball Run?
Yes.
No, oh, yeah.
In a way, yeah, more or less. And, yeah, more or less.
No, he was like Judy Garland movie time, but I think he's in that movie
like Mickey
too.
Rooney?
Mickey Rooney. Isn't he a jockey?
Mickey Rooney is not in The Great Race, but he probably played a jockey at one point. Yeah. He's a tiny little guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Thanks for doing off the air. I've been listening since the first episode. Too many favorites to try to name them. Hello to Justin and Jason, too. Thanks for an honest and funny and always much anticipated show. Well, thank you, Tim. That's...
Wait, is there a Mickey Rourke and a Mickey Rooney?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same person.
No.
Mickey Rourke's in Diner in Sin City, and Mickey Rooney is in Andy Hardy. And
Sin City, we saw that, right?
Yeah, that's like the weird cartoon where he got his face all cut up. And
so who's Mickey Rourke?
That was Mickey Rourke in
who's
Sin
Mickey
City.
Rourke? What else? I don't know Diner.
Diner? Don't know Diner?
Was that? No.
He was in The Wrestler. Mickey Rourke was in The Wrestler.
Oh,
he was nominated for an Academy Award.
He doesn't look like what he used to look like.
No, he tried to be a boxer and he's got his face caved in. And then they tried to fix it with plastic surgery.
Really?
And it didn't go too well.
That's the story.
Huh. Oh, it's not a story. That's what happened. Huh. Yeah.
See, this is the part I'm cutting out.
Sorry.
Podcast love. Dear Chick, I've been listening to you on Bob and Tom for the majority of my life on 95.7 The Fox in Fresno. I love Fresno. We go there every now and then. I moved rather recently to northern Indiana and am able to listen to the show live, which is awesome. I love the podcast. Been listening to your podcast lately at work. I'm a clerk in a large law firm in the Chicago area, and have to say it has helped me get through the day.
Bummer.
However, the people in the cubicle surround me must think I have a serious problem because how much I laugh during the day.
Can we drop in on one of these people in the cubicles?
I know. Wouldn't it be great?
That would be
I
good.
Know.
Just show up.
Let's go to a Cubs game, not with Roy Wood Jr., and then
that would be a great
drop
idea.
In on this guy. Surprise!
Here's my main point. Law students and lawyers love the Chickster. One of my supervisors, listening to the Mr. Obvious album in his office the other day and mentioned that I love Bob and Tom, asked if he listened to your podcast. He said he hadn't but would try it that night. Today, came in, said he loved it. Gave me a new stack of files. I then gave him the thumbs down fart noise. He laughed and passed the files off to another clerk.
Isn't that great?
Good.
There you go. Jess, I love you. Don't change. Keep eating on the air. I love it and would like to suggest Pop Rocks. Ooh.
Everybody says Pop Rocks.
Thank you, Joe from Chicago.
I think that would annoy me.
So now I like two people
hearing
from
that
Chicago.
In through the microphones in the head. Yeah. That would just be terrible.
Yeah, that would probably be. That would probably be a problem. Should we bring our guest in?
Well, let me call him.
Can we try and call him?
Yeah.
To bring him in?
He's in the building.
Do we have a cash call that I can give the dollar amount to? That's what I'm used to doing.
You're not used to doing that. When's the last time you did that?
$95 in the cash call. Is the phone ringing?
Do they still do cash call?
Some people do.
Did Marty Bender invent the cash call?
I don't think he invented it. He didn't invent Twitter
Tuesday.
Either. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And global warming.
Studio.
Ace?
Yes.
Yay!
Come on down, Ace. We're ready for you.
I thought we just do it on the phone. I'll be there.
All right. That's Ace Cosby. He's going to be our guest today. Ace Cosby is a walking rock and roll encyclopedia. He's been on the air in Indianapolis for...
Mm-hmm.
He was in the building.
Longer than I have.
Well,
longer than anybody.
Longer than Bob and Tom.
Who has been longer than him?
Well, he and Curtis are the only two I can recall that have been here. Curtis is a sales guy.
Curtis is our sales guy.
Curtis is the best sales guy. If they were running a contest, which they're not, and I don't want to put values on things, but Curtis is the best. That's all there is to it.
Hands down.
Period.
Who got you your BMW?
Welcome, Ace.
Curtis.
I feel honored to be here.
Yay, Ace. I'm excited.
How long have you been here, Ace?
Oh, off and on, about 34 years.
You have not changed a bit.
Well,
you have not aged 1 minute. Your face has not changed. It really hasn't. It's weird.
Your hair looks
and
longer.
He still has hair. He wears a hat all the time, but he's got a
he
head
still
of
has
hair,
hair
under there.
I had a program director once at our Christmas party. Usually the only time you don't see him without a hat.
Yes,
on.
It's that one day a year.
And he had just gotten here. He goes, all this time I thought you were bald. And
he's got a nice head of hair. No, weren't you in the building when Bob and Tom got here?
Oh, yeah.
You and Curtis are the only two left?
I started here in 80.
80.
And they came here in 83.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a while ago.
So what were you doing from 80 to 83? Were you evenings or?
No, overnights.
Overnights.
So I got to know Bob and Tom pretty well because, you know, I'd see them every morning. And
yeah.
It was very family-like because before Toby was born, Bob's son,
mm-hmm.
he would invite me over Thanksgiving dinner. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
Get the grape leaves. And
oh, the what do they call the grape? Sarma? Is that it? I think that might be the name of it.
Yeah, it could be.
Sure. Oh, I don't know.
You're not up on your Armenian cooking?
No. No, no. Not at all.
Okay, good.
And of course, Chick's favorite memory of me is probably, and I just heard it the other day, when I was going through some old tapes, my almost marriage in Vegas.
Oh, gosh, that's right. What happened? This is the first trip to, remember I told you the story about I brought when I was
married to Mary. And you brought her a pair of fucking socks back.
Mother
from
of
Las
two
Vegas.
Of my kids. That's not the way I tell the story, but essentially that's what
that's
happened.
That's how I heard it. And if Mary told the story, that's how she'd done
no,
it.
No, she'd say fucking socks too. So that on that trip, we and I can nail it down by the Redskins played the Bengals that weekend.
Okay.
And Jamie Morris set a record for carries in an NFL game or something like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we got to Vegas Friday.
Who went to Vegas? Everybody? The whole show?
The Bob and Tom Show. Me,
what
Bob,
year's
Tom,
this?
Christy.
That would have probably been
89? 90?
88 or 89.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably 88.
So all of the show and Ace?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Ace came out because he was going to get married.
You were going to get married?
That's why.
Have you ever been married?
No. That's why we took him to Vegas.
Okay. But was that promoted on the air?
Don't mean direct the end of the story.
I don't think so.
I had a couple couples from Indy fly in for it. Marty was in Detroit at the time. He came back.
Yeah, Marty came to Vegas for it.
For the wedding.
Marty was in Detroit
this
then.
This is the first I'm hearing all of this.
I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
Yes.
Marty called me from Detroit the week before he was going to come to Vegas, and he goes, I'll see you in Vegas. And I go, okay. And he goes, I'm watching The Temptations right now, sing. And he hung up. That's so Marty. Anyway, we got there on a Friday, and we didn't leave until the following Sunday.
Damn.
So that's way too long to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
First of all.
It's too long to be anywhere.
Second of all, we're doing the show. Hang on. This is
important.
Phone call.
This is important.
No, this is an 800 number. We don't answer those. So we're doing the show from 3 in the morning Vegas time until 7. 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. Vegas.
Oh, because of the time change.
Oh, right. Okay.
So there's no guests at 3 in the morning in Vegas.
Oh, there are, but you don't want them.
No, you don't want them.
Were you going to bed?
Hey, mister, can I be on your radio show?
Were you just staying up all night and then going to bed at 7 in the morning?
Vegas tends to warp your values, and I'm sure that this is part of why they do this.
Uh-huh.
So you sit there, and this is an 88, and I don't know how much money I was making, but it was, I'm going to say $30,000 a year, maybe, okay. Maybe $20,000 a year, somewhere. But I'm playing a $50 in-player. Because, you know, it's like, oh, whatever, we're in Vegas.
That's why Mary got socks.
That is why Mary got socks. And you just, your whole, it just gets all bent and warped, and you just lose concept, reality, and what you should be doing, and when you should get up and go to bed. And
I'm more interested in Ace's almost wedding.
So anyway, one morning, it was.
Can we have Ace tell the story?
Bachelor party.
I don't remember most of it.
There's only one part of the story I remember, but go ahead, Ace. Go ahead.
So you and your fiance flew to Las Vegas with the show.
Yeah.
And when were you planning? You got there Friday. When were you planning on getting married?
I want to say it was probably a Sunday.
A Sunday wedding. Yeah.
We're going to get married Sunday.
So you have the whole week.
The Lord's Day.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
But long story short, the day of, look at each other on the bed and go, you ready for this? She goes, are you ready for this? And I go, well, it's up to you.
That was your answer? It's up to you?
Wait.
How romantic.
She proposed to me. Okay. Anyway.
Oh.
Then she said, well, I've got an idea.
Uh-oh.
My friend, her best friend, Lisa Erland or whatever, is buying a house. Why don't we wait and get married at the house?
Okay.
Well, if that's what the bride wants to do. Right?
Well, actually, I was glad she said that because the marriage license was going to cost, I think, $80.
Right.
And I only had 100 left, so I wanted to gamble. I never told anybody that truth. I wanted to gamble.
Catch everybody up. Go. We were in Vegas. Yeah, so Asa you were overserved at one of the many casinos.
I think that's when I discovered Jägermeister.
Oh.
We
all know where we were when that happened.
So that morning... I'm sorry, I got to get my head around this.
So we were all supposed to go to the wedding, and I think Christy called me and said, there's no wedding. And I go, what? And she goes, don't ask any questions, no wedding, act like it didn't happen. And so being a good big brother, okay.
Mm-hmm. So can we still have the honeymoon?
They were doing the honeymoon before the wedding. Oh, I don't know. They woke up in bed together.
We didn't do it the night before.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, see, this is why you're not supposed to see the bride on the day of the wedding, because shit like this happens. You wake up in the morning and it ruins fucking weddings. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You can't wake up and go, "You're ready," and look at her. She's going to say, "You know what? I'm not up for this."
So straight up, were you relieved?
Yeah, I wanted to gamble.
Financially, he was relieved.
You wanted to gamble rather than
get married.
She asked me
to marry her. She was hot. And I said, yeah.
There you go.
She was very attractive, as I recall.
I've been asked to marry women like 3 times. I only was going to ask one time.
You only were going to ask, but didn't.
I'm going to give you that story.
Okay.
I was at a Bon Jovi show. And after the show, I was talking to John, and he said, "Oh, where's your girlfriend?" Because she was like 6'4", and he was like, you know, short of stature.
Right.
Yeah. She used to make fun of his bald spot.
Yeah, John's only like 5'5".
Yeah, so... And long story short, I told him, "We're doing great. I'm thinking about popping the question, but I want to do something big that she'll remember for the rest of her life, something to tell her friends."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Well, why don't you do it at a Bon Jovi show on stage?" He goes, "What's your favorite Bon Jovi song?" I said, "Bed of Roses." Well, we haven't done that in a few years, but we'll get it back in the set. So we decided to do it on a weekend of my birthday. We're going to fly down to Atlanta. So we went down, had another couple with us, a doctor friend of mine and his wife. And she was acting kind of strange the day before when we got there. And we head over to the venue. We ride over in the vans with the band. And we get to the venue, and I'm walking around, and she comes up to me, and she says, "If you're going to do what I think you're going to do, don't do it, because I don't know what I'm going to say."
Oh, my God.
The wife of our friend had told her what was going on.
Oh.
Women.
So... Oh. It's like between sets, the band's getting dressed. So I run to the security guy, Big John. Say, "Tell John, no proposal.
No Bed of Roses.
No Bed of Roses." So we go on that tour. How it's going to work is, instead of amps on either side of the drum, they had bars where you could have contest winners come up and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and sit up there. And she was going to sit in the last group and stay up there. And I was going to come back out.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
So it's off. I get my friends to their seats, and I go wandering off because I'm, you know, weirded out. And I don't know to this day how she found me. I went up to the back of the lawn, just sat there by myself. It started to rain, and she came up, and she grabbed my hand, just was holding my hand. She said, "I'm sorry." And, of course, the band comes out. First encore, Bed of Roses.
Oh. Oh, gosh.
That had to be the longest song.
And I still have that set list. I kept it just as I was going to, you know, keep it for my marriage, but I still have that.
That is so sad.
Why does everyone be sad on my podcast?
So that was a sad story. There's got to be a couple of funny ones when they asked you.
Oh, and the caveat to that was, after the show, the band,
she reached in and said, grabbed your heart and said, "You won't be needing this," and threw it across the stage.
After the show, the band did what's called a runner, where they get off stage and you're still applauding in the area on the highway.
Right.
Off to the airport. And I didn't know that till I got backstage and saw them.
That's the way we do it on the comedy tour.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah.
It's raining. We're in Atlanta. Four of us. We got no way back to the hotel. It's, you know, I guess we're going to maybe call a cab. Maybe a cab can make it in through the traffic. I don't know. So I'm heading to the production office to find out if there's a close cab company, and I hear, Ace. There's some guy who used to work up here at our amphitheater.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He now worked in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And he was the runner for the show. You know, the runners go out and get the pizzas and take you to whatever.
It wasn't Milby, was it?
No.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, "Where are you guys going?" "Well, I got to go call a cab, get us back to the hotel." And he goes, "I'll take it. My van's right here."
Boom.
So the happiest part of my engagement was getting a ride back to the Ritz-Carlton.
That should have said something to her. Look, no matter where I go, people take care of me.
That's right.
Time out. Isn't the phrase, "My face is my past"?
Ace came up with that.
That's awesome.
Tom did.
Oh, did Tom do that?
Yeah.
Ace Cosby, "My face
I
is my
have
past."
One of the few t-shirts.
I have the Sharpie.
You have the Sharpie.
You have an Ace Cosby Sharpie?
I
do. You have any of those left, Ace?
I've Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Tom ordered, he goes, well, I ordered one gross, but somehow they misread the sheet and it was like 10 gross or something.
Oh, oh my God.
What, did Ernie Fergley order those or what? You know,
we should put those on our website and sell them.
We should. How much would you pay for an ice?
$5.
Ace Cosby
$5 sure. for an old Sharpie. Do they even still work?
They still work.
They still work. They Sharpies never go bad. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
$5. Get a box
with Ace's face
now,
on.
The reason we've always been talking about having you on the podcast, but the main reason you're on today is that someone said someone said they called us or told us that they saw you at the airport having lunch with Gene Simmons.
It wasn't at the airport; it was at a hotel.
So someone said Ace Cosby's over here having lunch with Gene Simmons.
They tweeted it.
Did they tweet it?
They tweeted it.
Yeah.
And then Christy was telling us, and she was like, if you want stories, Ace is your guy. And she was like, but he better not fucking tell any stories about me.
Well,
you can tell one. You can tell one about her. It's okay. You and Kiss.
One of our, I think twice we've slept together, naked. I think our butts touched once and we go,
you said naughty, naughty. That's two naughties. How about just naughty?
No, not naughty.
That's friends. Well, one time was...
I've slept in the same bed with Christy, too, so.
We were at a Kiss show out of town. And
were you butt to butt?
I think we may have been butt to butt.
Oh, my gosh.
We were at a Kiss show, and she was with her member friend at the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they had a fight, and so she comes knocking on my door.
Oh.
Why were you sleeping naked, Ace? A gentleman would at least put on some underdrawers or something.
No.
I should have, but I like sleeping naked.
No.
So Christy slept naked, too.
She's like my sister.
Yeah.
Well,
that's creepy.
No, it's
race.
More. He's more of a gentleman if you know that he can sleep nude and you guys are and you're fine.
Proving a point.
Here's how much of a gentleman I am. Uh-huh. If I'm dating a woman and I think it's going to go where it should go.
Should go.
I always buy new sheets for tonight. I think it's going to happen.
Oh, that is nice.
That's nice.
I try to wash my sheets. I haven't bought new sheets, but I try to wash them.
You buy new sheets every 3 months.
Yeah, I like new sheets. I got to tell you.
Do you fold your sheets or you stuff?
He
does this. He takes them out of the dryer and does this with his hand.
Yeah, that's what I do. You fold your sheets.
No, I'm a stuffer.
You're a stuffer?
No, okay. Always. Yeah.
I fold the towels.
I fold the towels. I don't fold the towels correctly.
I ironed my pillowcases this morning before I came. I always do that. I know.
That's not right.
I know.
Doesn't that eliminate some of the softness? If you kind of stiffen them a bit?
No, because I put the Downy Wrinkle Release spray on them so that they smell like that. And then I put a dryer sheet on the inside so that you smell the lavender when you go to sleep.
Well, I'll be ding dong damned.
Mm-hmm. So I can't tell any risque Christie stories.
Huh? You can.
Well,
yes,
I think you already. We're going to hear about. He told you we slept naked together? But nothing happened.
Nothing was going to happen. I met Christy, I think it was 82 or 83.
Yeah, she was here before Bob and Tuff.
At a Jefferson Starship Shooting Star concert.
I don't remember Shooting Star. Did they have a hit?
Hang On For Your Life Tonight, Flesh and Blood.
I think Ace is the only guy that knows more music than you do.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And I'm not just telling you this because you've been here forever and I think you did a nice job. I don't think Q95 has ever sounded better than when you were music director.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll never forget, I was at a Midas muffler shop getting muffler stuff.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and it's 2 for Tuesday, and they have the queue on.
Uh-huh.
And one guy comes from the back and talks to the guy at the front, and Black Sabbath Iron Man was playing.
Right.
And the other guy goes, oh, 2 for Tuesday, you know Paranoid's next.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, if I ever get a hold of the music, that's never going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
And I would never
let them. They knew what was going to happen. Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's what happens now. Those damn computers. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Kiss story? How many times have you seen them?
Well, let's back up.
Are you friends with them?
Well, let's just, for starters, I mean, Ace has already thrown out Bon Jovi and Kiss now.
I love Bon Jovi. I would just like to, I've gone to when Bon Jovi's been here the last 3 times.
You know, he's wanted dead or alive. You know that.
I'll take it dead or alive.
Oh, my God. Really? Well,
yeah, we're the same height.
Well, working in, because you're, you know, a DJ all through the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how did you meet these guys? I mean, were you just
well, Sammy Hagar came through on like one of his first tours ever, right?
You guys
became friends, is that right? Or
who, Sammy or
Sammy?
Well, I would call Sammy and I friends, but he knows if you see him, hey,
yeah, right, 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 yeah.
But no, the Kiss thing kind of grew organically. I was, went to see, first time I saw them was in California, but then I saw them in Chicago with a radio friend of mine, and I was part of the meet and greet. And then the next time I saw them, who was it? Oh.
You just kept popping up, and they kept
popping up anywhere I was. One of the proudest moments was this was like on the Creatures of the Night tour, like 83.
Hey, if you say Creatures of the Night, I know it's Come on.
And I'm at a show, I think, in Dayton. And I
Hera?
Hair Arena.
Love oh, it. Yeah.
Hair Hole Arena, I used to call it.
Hair Hole? Hair Hole Arena.
You could slide
first,
on the...
First show I ever saw, Hair Hole Arena. Bad Company opened up. JoJo Gunn and Black Oak, Arkansas.
Wow.
It's a great show. It was a great show.
It's just a dump of an arena.
Oh, it's...
And it's still open.
The comedy tour is done. We've done shows there.
It should be torn down. It's a landmark, and everybody knows it.
I like that for heavy metal shows, because there's just no seats on the floor.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Every time Donnie Baker and I go there, it smells like a skating rink.
Yep.
It has that like old popcorn in that floor and dirty shoes. I just love that smell.
That's right. That's what it sounds like. So you see Kiss and Dayton.
And this is when I knew Paul Stanley at least liked me or respected me. I walk in the building, and I'm in the hallway, and I tell John Hart, the security guy, can I get a pass? And he pulls one of his fanny pack, and it hands it to me. And Paul's standing there, and he goes, don't do that. It was an after show pass.
Oh.
And they do runners every night at that time.
So, okay, so right.
That's what they used to do to piece people. Oh, we'll give you an after show pass.
And then they're okay, gone. And then they're gone. Okay, and so Paul stopped
said,
him.
Paul said, "Don't do that. Give him
all access.
A real pass. One, yeah."
So I was like,
wow. "Now was Paul? Did you see? I'm going to ask a stupid question, so don't laugh at me.
Well, okay.
Did you see Kiss without their makeup before everybody else did?
Yeah."
When did that? Was that at a big thing
that
when they came out?
Oh,
that
was,
yeah.
That was a giant
thing. What year
was
that?
Kiss was going to be without makeup.
All throughout the 70s, where they took their makeup off, there's like a bounty to catch them.
Right.
It was like the Justin Bieber today. If you get a shot of back then, if you shot a picture, Big John would take your camera and smash it.
And Gene would wear
bandanas.
Kind of a bandana over his face when he was out.
Can we get him to wear the makeup again?
All the time? Oh, nowhere. Yeah. Anyway.
Here's a great story. Because you brought up Kiss, and I was telling somebody in, I think, 81. You remember Cream magazine?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that
Lester
like,
Bangs and Cream? Those guys? Is that right? Lester
I thought
Bangs?
It was a dirty magazine.
No, it's
a rock
magazine. Back then you had Hit Parader and Circus magazine.
Although Cream does sound like a dirty magazine.
It does.
Well, it was well known for its edgy writing.
Sure. Okay. Right.
Anyway, Black Sabbath was in town, and Ronnie James Dio was in the band at the time, and they were brought into the station for an interview, and this writer was with them from Cream magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we started chatting, and he seemed like a nice guy, and he was asking me stuff and writing down what I said. And I was like,
Uh-oh.
Which made it to the magazine, I might add.
Oh, really?
I was in Cream magazine.
Cool.
But anyway, we would go up to the show. Once again, I'm pretty naive. I think I still was a teenager then. And we're standing backstage, and he comes over to me and kind of whispers, you know where I can get some blow? I'm like, nobody's ever asked me that.
Did you know and not know what it was?
Let me finish what's
up. Okay.
So I go off and I find who I'm looking for, and I ask her something, and she comes with me back to the writer, and there's this little small dressing room that wasn't occupied, and they went in there.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes later, they come back out.
It was Christy, wasn't it?
And he goes, man, you are a great host in this town, but what about the cocaine? I go, oh, I thought you wanted a blowjob.
Okay, it wasn't Christy, sorry.
That wasn't Christy. No, that wasn't Christy at all.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't good enough for him, huh?
Yeah.
No, I knew who the girls who were friendly were, and,
Really?
Good call.
So you talk about the runner, where they would, the show
what
would
What an
end.
Asshole, though. I mean, he got a blowjob, and he still wants the cocaine.
Well...
What about runner?
When you want cocaine, you want cocaine.
Oh, well, I guess that's true.
And when you want a blowjob, you want a blowjob.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't know what it was.
One usually doesn't suffice the other.
But if you're offered a I think if you want a blowjob, if you're offered a blowjob, I think
you take a blowjob.
You take a blowjob.
Well,
is that
no.
What they, is that what they say?
You don't want a bad one.
You don't want why well, I think
I know, even if you're I know women think, oh, any blowjob's going. No,
that's true.
Yeah. So you've had bad
isn't that
ones.
What guys, oh, yeah. That, but that's what you say. My worst one wasn't that bad.
Right. My
but
worst
think about
wasn't
your
that
worst
bad.
One.
Oh.
Oh. Why did you, put that in
you are a manager.
You get the yankers?
You are real.
Oh, nobody wants a yanker.
The teethers?
The bite.
And I'm not joking. I had a girl in this, we were, you know, she actually blew on.
Oh, no.
She thought it was,
I don't know if she was naive.
She didn't know. Oh.
So is that the title? She actually blew it.
She actually blew it. Someone blew it.
Well, speaking of which, you always think after.
Oh, I would love to hear this segue.
After a rock show, you think, oh, the girls come backstage for the guys, but it sounds like
they
guys
come back for Ace.
We're jumping. Oh. We're just leaving immediately.
That's not always the case.
No.
I think there's some of
the, well,
some
at,
of that.
At the time, Kiss guys did it, so they get back to the hotel and take their makeup off and shower and. And, mm-hmm. Which would take a long time at the arenas, right. But Aerosmith does Runners now. The bands that are flying out of town, they're married, they're older,
sure.
You know, in the 80s, you wait around and you hang out on the bus, and
get some blow and some blow.
are there pre-show girls and post-show girls?
Well, if they're pre-show girls and they're appreciated. Well, nowadays, a lot of the bigger bands do what's called a hub tour. Aerosmith, Bon Jovi's, Kiss do it. Mm-hmm. Like, if Kiss is playing here, they're in Chicago. They sit up at the Four Seasons. If their family could stay there, they fly in, do the show, then fly back.
Oh,
fly back to Chicago.
Yeah, and they're bed by,
and
know.
Then they go to Milwaukee, and then they go
that's nice.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you have a home base.
Yeah.
Right. You're not packing and unpacking every night.
That makes sense, I guess.
Worst meet and greet I was ever at was the Cars. Yeah, at Hair Arena.
Just what you needed.
Oddly enough, it at the time that was what was big then, mm-hmm. And it was the worst meeting. I think.
Well, they were kind of the most boring band.
Okasic wasn't there. They were even more boring backstage. I was just like, this is the
worst.
I don't
know them. What are they saying?
You're just what I needed.
I get the Cars and the police.
Candy,
that's
good. I need who you get the Cars
mixed up? The Cars and the police, and they're the police car.
There's the Cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Boring. Great song at the time. There. This is classic.
But
I like
hearing it. But there's no show. It's strictly a concert.
Do you have It's All I Can Do? That's my favorite Cars song. Is that on there anywhere? Shit, of course not.
Why would it be?
A really good Cars song.
Those boring, faceless bands like Survivor.
Yeah.
These days, Three Doors Down. I wouldn't know the drummer for Three Doors Down if he walked in here. They got some hits, but you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't give him a blowjob or blow. No way.
Ooh, my favorite Hair Arena story is... It was Def Leppard and John Butcher Axis. Remember, I don't know if you know John Butcher.
Sure, John Butcher Axis, yeah.
It's after the show. I'm standing there talking to him, Steve Girardi, our promoter friend.
Right. Yay!
Oh, we should get him on the podcast.
There you go. That's a good
story. Holy shitballs. That might be a four-parter. Go ahead.
And Steve said something like, that was a great show. And I said, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And this girl, hot chick, was in earshot. And I'm saying, I got to get a ride back to the hotel. Mm-mm. And this girl steps up and goes, oh, I'll take you. And
it was all
Rodeo.
Well, she thought I was John Butcher.
Wait a minute,
because I had the mustache. And
I'd heard that story. That's a true story.
I didn't lie to her. I didn't say I was or wasn't. I just she just thought I was and offered me a ride back to the hotel.
And then
we became friends.
Very, very close.
And she told all of her friends that she blew the butcher.
No, was she wasn't one of the teethers, was she?
No, that was very nice, I think.
It was very, very nice.
I love it.
I hate asking this question.
Why?
But do you have a book, if you will?
A little black book?
A journal?
I've kept journals for a long time, since the early 80s, because this girl came up to me one night at like the Enterprise or something.
The Enterprise.
What's that?
It was one of the nightclubs. Piccadilly's,
Enterprise. Listening to the old tapes, it's like, you used to have bar gigs all the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And bar commercials out the ass. Yeah.
I'm afraid Ace knows my mom. Oh, my God, you? Her name's Andy.
She used to work at Hard Day's Night.
No, she worked at, she spun records at Peppermint Twist, The Hop. I should find a picture.
Yeah, there used to be a lot of very cool places, and
then
we used to clean up doing bar appearances, and a lot of live music venues. Now there's the only one standing is still the Vogue.
A guy offered me. He said, "You can have your cash, your appearance fee, or you can have
a blowjob."
No, what did he? Oh, he elegantly called one of the ladies puss. You can have cash. You can
I'm
have
sorry,
some puss.
But that's one of my favorite terms, puss. I think that's funny.
Hit her in the puss.
Punch her in the puss.
Punch her in the puss.
In the
sticker.
With a stick in the pie.
Who I said that about, I saw the other day, speaking of. Do you remember when I said that for the first time?
Yeah.
But I didn't say puss. You're I said losing. Punch her in the seat.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, but I did. I was angry. I
forgot what story I was telling.
Oh, sorry.
So anyway, you're at the Enterprise.
Oh, well, yeah. One young lady came up to me and said, hey.
It's on.
You don't remember me, do you?
Oh.
I hate that.
Easy.
No. And she goes, you're an ass.
All right.
She didn't hit me. But she,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to start writing this down.
Yeah.
I used to write down the women's names and...
Notes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Talents.
But you know what? That's just like
that's
now.
That's our next podcast.
I have friends.
Aces
I have,
Black Book.
Mm-hmm. I have.
I can show it.
But I would love to.
Over the years, much of that went away, and it's now hey, went to a strip club with Neil Sean in the dark. This happened.
Right. Well, I have friends. I mean, that's the equivalent of how when a guy meets a girl in a bar now, it's like big titty tiff or, they put something so that they remind.
Big booty ho.
Big booty ho. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, hair color.
Yes. That's how they put them in their phones. I have friends that you can just scroll and there's like a small something with her first name. And sometimes there's no first name.
And back in the day, Christy and I used to go out to various areas of town. There's nothing like having a best friend who's a wing woman.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's the best wing woman.
I did that on the road
in the history of the world.
So what's that role? I mean, walk me through. This isn't my sphere.
We know.
Well, girls tend to relate to other girls a little better in a tavern situation than another guy coming up.
If you're known, Christy goes, Christy leaving the Bob and Tom show.
Right.
My friend Ace over there is too shy to come over.
Uh-huh. And Christy's good because Christy and I were a lot alike where we were usually the only girl in a group of guys. Mm-hmm. So we could go, okay, what do you want to, and then we could go, you don't want to mess with that. That's going to be a hot mess later.
And Jason, that's how you make new friends.
Yeah.
It's all about making friends, I think, on the road. You make friends.
Make some friends.
Mouth friends.
Friends for an evening.
Mouth friends.
Sucking face friends.
Face? Yeah, so that's what you want. Sure.
Well, it starts at face.
I just remembered.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Another incredible fact.
Head south.
This is a mess, isn't it?
No, it's not. This is the best.
No, this is incredible. This is the best podcast in a long time.
Ever.
You know what else Ace has? Or Ace...
I don't know what you're going to say.
He has the most extensive library. Library?
A porn?
Yeah, library. It's a no. Fruit.
How do you know? I'm probably the only heterosexual male who has porn and shrink wrap that they ever opened.
He has the most...
Do you really?
How many VCRs did you have going at one time?
I've heard this.
At one
point
it was like 7.
And you have how many VHS cassettes of television shows over the years?
Hundreds. It's weird.
Hundreds.
For years, I said, man, if I ever have time to put these on DVD, I'll do that. And of course, I've been out of work over a year and a half now.
We're going to put an end to that on this podcast. We're going
to
find something.
Yes, if there's anybody who wants to hire someone,
Ace
contact the show.
He should be our announcer.
And now?
Since we don't have an announcer on our podcast.
I'm sitting right here. What are you talking about? Oh, I'm the leader. That's right. I don't have time to be the announcer.
No.
I'm the leader.
I don't know when you got your first VCR, but I got mine. I was just still in high school. It costs like $700.
No way.
My parents cost $1,100.
No, it didn't.
Yes, they had
top loader.
I was with Jennifer's mom in Piqua, Ohio when I got my first VCR, and I'm going to say it's... 78 or 79.
A VCR then.
We didn't
have a
VCR
forever.
And it was.
They were so expensive. When you see them now or years ago, it's $49.
Yeah.
You could set it to record, but you had to put it on the channel that you wanted.
Yeah, I remember
to record
that.
And then the timer would just turn the machine on and it would record.
Was it tuning? What was that thing that you would hit so that the lines would go away?
Tracking.
Tracking.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. We had the thing, I don't remember what it was, but it looked like a big record. It was like
Laserdisc.
We had those. God, we watched the shit out of Goonies in Blue Hawaii.
What was your aunt's favorite?
We did.
Was that your aunt's machine?
Yeah, Aunt Rosie's. Yeah. and Blue Hawaii. Yeah.
Was that her favorite movie, Blue Hawaii?
That's the, I think that was the only two she had, so that's what we watched all the time.
So do you have like a big high-powered TiVo machine now, or do you still keep things on VHS, or is it harder to find VHS tapes? Answer any of these questions.
Okay. I do have two DVRs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I talked to you one time about a few years back about the there was a product coming out. It's called the Tin Box.
The tin, the ten,
T-E-N, yeah.
The ten box, okay.
Which was going to hold like, you know,
however
5,000 hours of
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right.
But I never got around to getting that. But now they have the bigger capacity DVRs from DirecTV and stuff like right. that. But you know, for obvious financial reasons, I haven't upgraded anything lately. But
are you still keeping up with your VHS? I mean, do you have VHS tapes available to record on now?
Yeah.
So you're still recording on VHS?
I still have the, studio. It was the guy from Friends had an NBC show for one season. And I recorded the whole season on VHS, and I haven't watched it yet. Studio something on the Sunset Strip.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
It's not Matt LeBlanc. It's the other guy.
Chandler?
Yeah,
Bing?
Yeah.
The guy
who
played Bing.
Yeah.
She would know. She loves Friends.
Yeah. She had to pee.
She went to the bathroom. She'll be back. But what's your favorite? What's the oldest? Let's start there. What's the oldest program that you have on VHS, you think?
A bunch of stuff from like 81 when MTV came on. I recorded a bunch of, you know, videos and stuff. But
you think TV you have the shows? First broadcast on MTV?
Not the first broadcast. Yeah. But, you know, I just was,
this is cool.
The thing with the VCR was it didn't have a remote for it. It had a long cord with a pause button.
Right.
Record and pause. Oh, there you go.
Record and pause and get it and hope you get it. Yeah.
But I did burn some of that to a DVD. TV show wise, Hunter.
Fred Dreyer's Hunter?
The A-Team.
Okay.
Alf.
People don't know
this. Alf. Okay. We always talk about Alf.
I learned this when they put out the Alf DVDs and a lot of other shows of that ilk.
Mm-hmm.
They edited, there was the syndicated version where they had taken out stuff.
Oh, okay. So the broadcast programs were a little bit longer than the ones they offered on
there. There's scenes that are missing. It's like with Green Acres. There used to be a prologue, a little, you know, 2 minutes of something going on, and then the intro and then the show.
Every time I catch a Green Acres, there's never a time I don't laugh at that stupid show.
That's my favorite comedy of all time.
That thing is just...
Mm-hmm. Ebb was a comic genius.
Ebb was a comic genius.
Now, I think I finished watching The Return to Green Acres. They did a TV movie like 90 or
they
something.
They did,
like,
didn't they?
And who was dead? Somebody was dead. I think Mr. Haney was dead.
Or Sam Drucker or somebody. Because Mr. Haney was in one of the Back to the Future movies.
Because Mr. Haney was, his son was trying to screw them over or something for the farm or something.
You know what Ace's favorite movie of all time, or favorite TV show of all time is? Is it Alf or Green Acres?
Green Acres.
Green Acres. I can sing that song.
Let's not.
Ever heard there's a rap song that they did? This is terrible. This is going to make it super X-rated now. There's a rap song that they did to the Green Acres theme. And I know it was like one of my older stepsisters that had it and I wasn't supposed to be listening to it, but she was playing it. And it's right there where he says farmland, he says,
I think I remember that.
Live is a life for me. Legs, spread them far and wide. Legs. Fuck this shit. Just let me stick my dick inside.
I think that was Two Live Crew.
I'm
pretty sure.
Was it?
Be my guess.
Luther Campbell.
Yeah, I think that was. Do you remember that? No?
Was that Luther Campbell?
Two I'm Live pretty
Crew?
Sure it is.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
but do you remember it being to that theme, theme of that? Yeah.
I might have a CD copy.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry, but that's exactly what it was.
I don't want to qualify you as a hoarder. But you have specific, you know, hoarders hoard everything.
Right.
Ace doesn't hoard everything.
A collector.
He hoards VCRs and probably music and CDs.
No, if you walk into the cat room, there's like 8 VCRs stacked up in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have my very first TV. My mom gave me a little white, black and white.
Oh, aww. That's cool.
So
that's
it's sort
nice.
Of a museum, is that what you're saying?
I'm very much a pack rat. All my closets are full. And
okay.
But are you an organized pack rat?
I call it organized chaos, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know where your stuff is. You know I have a room like that, too. And it's, I don't know.
Do you have a TV movie called Special Bulletin? Do you remember this?
Doesn't ring a bell.
It was about an atom bomb that goes off in an American city, and the TV covers it.
Really?
I went online to try it. It's one of my favorite TV movies of all time. Huh. And I tried to get it on Amazon, but it was like, it's some crazy price, like $150 because it's discontinued or something.
Favorite TV movie. What's yours, Ace?
I think it's called, well, I've got my movie and my miniseries.
Okay.
Miniseries is Storm of the Century with Stephen King.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Give me what I want or I'll go away.
Linode? I Am Legion, right? Is that Storm of the Century? The guy's the devil or something?
Yeah. That, right, yeah. I would have to say off the top of my head, I would go with, I think it's called By the Dawn's Early Light, which is a similar thing where there's a bomber heading towards Russia, and they've got orders to bomb, but Rebecca
De Mornay?
Yes, De Mornay. She's in it. She's
she saves the world?
Well, she said that we don't have a reason. It was kind of like an aerial version of that ABC show that got canceled. Last Resort.
Oh, okay. We were trying to think of who played Chandler Bing on Friends?
Matthew Perry.
Yes. Matthew Perry he had a TV show called Sunset Strip or something?
Something on the Sunset Strip. Studio 21 or Studio something on the Sunset Strip.
Was this the serious one? Or was it the funny one?
It was a dramedy. It came before Mr. Sunshine, which was ABC.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of, Mr. Sunshine.
We tried to watch Mr. Sunshine.
I liked it. Because yeah, I like her. Okay. What's cast. Her name? The lady that we like so much that's in that? She played his boss. I don't remember.
Wendy Malick? No.
No, she was also on a White House show, I think.
Is that what you're talking about? Janney.
Allison Janney.
That's who we're thinking of.
What wasn't he on a White House drama before that,
too? Oh, I thought he was. Yeah, Matthew Perry wasn't.
I don't know.
You think we get Matthew Perry on the show?
Do you have a favorite miniseries?
No, not really. The only thing I could think of was a different Stephen King. Name a couple of those.
Don't scare me.
It. I bet it was it. That was probably
one of them.
Was
that the clown?
Well, his miniseries were really good until the last episode. Yeah. They kind of fall apart.
Yeah.
Mm. What was about the Langoliers with the thing?
I love the Langoliers, but you're right. The last episode is a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Mm. Yeah. And they did The Stand as a miniseries.
Stand was
with the
pretty
the
good, but once again, fell
wings,
apart at the end.
Which one's The Stand?
The one where...
it's the end of the
End of the world. There's a plague, and Cicely Tyson is good. And
that book was huge.
There's a devil that lives in Vegas.
All his books are
yeah, but that
three
one,
inches thick.
I read the book.
No, I'm just saying it was very popular.
I read the book in like 6 days.
Yes, they are big. You read the
all
book.
All his
what?
Books are really thick.
I've got the TV series that debuted last night. Was it the Dome?
The Dome.
Oh yeah. The word everyone's in the.
A little, small town has a dome over it all of a sudden.
That's
I've got the book. I just haven't read it.
Is this Stephen Baldwin? Ecodome? What is it? No.
It's a Stephen King book.
No, it's a new. Yeah, it's
series.
A new thing.
It's
new
a series?
Under the Dome.
Yeah.
You haven't heard about that?
Yeah. I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
I watch so little live TV, and I watch so few
watch
commercials.
Yeah.
I don't see.
I watch sports sports and news live. That's about it.
Do you have
me too?
Bella Mafia recorded? That's my favorite miniseries.
Is what, Alyssa Milano in that?
No, I don't think so. This is old. My Aunt Rosie, another one. She had it on VHS, and I would watch it all the time.
I don't remember that.
And it was about the women who run the mob. Like the women.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Being Italian, you would like that, right?
Yes, that's what it is.
Nobody asked me my
favorite
miniseries.
I like women in charge. Yes, I did ask you.
What did you ask me? When did you ask me?
I said, do you have a favorite miniseries?
Rich Man, Poor Man.
That was too boring for me.
What?
Well, I was
Rich
young,
Man Poor Centennial? You like Centennial? No?
It's okay.
Did somebody send you Rich Man Poor Man?
I've got Rich Man Poor Man. And I found it the other day in the closet. It hasn't even been opened yet.
There's probably a reason.
I've got a copy of E.T. on VHS that's not open.
How much is that worth?
I bet that's worth something to some E.T. freak.
What, do you think they didn't sell many of those?
No,
it took a quite and it took a quite a few years before it actually came out. Remember, they held off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's your most prized VHS? What do you go home tonight? You're going to go. There's nothing on. What am I going to watch?
No. You give them the ultimatum. We walk in. We're taking them all but five. Which five are you
taking? We're taking them all but five. You got to keep five. There. That's good. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things I recorded that I haven't watched yet.
Are you serious?
Oh,
speaking of miniseries, there's a. Jim Belushi had a mini series. It was on ABC.
Oh, you have hit her sweet. She loves
Do you
the
know
gym.
Jim Belushi?
She's the gym.
Look at her eyes.
I love him.
I want to meet Hoda Kotb.
Who's that?
Hoda from Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you not love her? She's single.
Hot. And she's got a landing strip.
You know, I was going to ask what
I'm
your celebrity crush was, but
I
didn't.
That's it.
How do you know that Hoda has a landing strip?
They were talking about it one morning. She said
dark.
It. And Kathy
booze.
Lee just Kathy Lee
she's
just went off.
Weird.
They get totally.
Oh, I don't know what her ethnicity is.
They
she's
get
Egyptian.
Totally. They get totally.
She's Egyptian.
Yeah.
She's so pretty.
Yeah.
They I get, think she's pretty.
They get loaded every
You're
day,
into gypsies,
right?
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Booze day, gypsies. Tuesday.
Egyptians.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's different.
No, I love her, and she's single. You know.
I know.
Yeah.
I got mad when she had a boyfriend because he was so
Boring?
Plain.
Yeah.
Go up. Let's hook this up.
We will get a hold of him. We'll get a hold of Hoda.
Ace and Hoda, the wedding of the year.
All right. Do you watch Today every day so you can see Hoda?
Pretty much. Yeah. That's the only reason I watch it.
Did you ever watch a show for a girl to look at her?
I remember having
Jag. Didn't you watch that for that girl? What's her name?
Catherine Bell.
Yeah. Catherine Bell. Yeah, she was your screensaver for a long time.
And I used to watch anything with Morgan Fairchild in it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She was full circle of life. She was Chandler Bing's mom on Friends.
There you go. Yeah. And used to be a man, right?
No, that's
That's Kathleen Turner. Chandler's dad. Kathleen Turner.
But when I think of Kathleen Turner, I think of War of the Roses. I don't even call her Kathleen Turner.
You call her War of the Roses
War
lady.
War of the Roses, yeah.
And before that, it was
Danny DeVito.
The two sisters, Aubrey and in the late 70s, Landers.
Judy and Audrey Landers? Yes, yes. Okay.
Are they related to Anne?
No.
Oh.
You wanted them both same time?
I didn't know one was actually prettier than the other one.
Who wouldn't?
I remember finding out there were two of them. I thought there was only one for the longest
time.
And
then when I was a kid in the 60s, it was Julia.
Have you ever had that?
Oh, Diane
sisters?
Carroll.
No? Have you ever done the sister thing? Well, maybe not sisters, just two at the same time. A threesome is what I'm trying to say.
I've done that.
You would never tell me that in my my office. He would never tell me this
Did
stuff.
Did you ask
she
him?
Asked the, you know,
he
would just go, I politely respect those who were with me.
What happened you to say, my little podcast?
Have you ever
What's
had a,
happened?
Have you ever had a threesome?
Are you asking us?
Boy, and girl, or girl, girl, and you?
Always girl, girl, and you.
That's correct. That's a correct answer.
Yeah, that's a correct
Even
answer.
I would be creeped out by two boys. So that's, no.
Really?
I just didn't. I don't know. I just wouldn't.
Both ends handled at the same time.
Yeah. No. Oh, well. I don't think that's it.
See, when you look at it that way, how can you go,
what about you?
Huh?
Have you ever had a threesome?
I've never had a threesome.
Don't lie.
It's too much work.
I've never had a threesome.
Have you ever had an audience?
No.
Mm. I'm glad you had to think about it.
Well, I mean, I was
thinking. What, does a cat or a dog?
How many is an audience?
Have you ever watched the...
one other person.
You ever watched the Avian Awards?
Yes, I did, actually, this year, because April hosted it.
She did? I haven't watched this video.
April Macy hosted it, and it was a mess.
It's hilarious, you know.
It's funny because red carpet.
What are you up for? Best anal and
they're serious.
And they're happy when they win.
I got the best.
The
anal
one from
award.
Last year, because I just watched that a few months ago. The one girl gets up there too. I'd like to thank my mom and dad.
No way.
Oh God.
Not none of them say thank Jesus, do they?
I bet they do.
You think so?
Maybe. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
There's a porn god.
But you know, some of the women are very attractive. They're all made up, but still.
I feel like we've just scratched the surface.
I know.
I can come back.
Jason, what
do
else
you have?
Do
you have any other questions?
Well, the one thing...
Jason can write down some questions.
No. I mean, Ace, I've known Ace. One thing I did want to say, you brought up Ronnie James Dio earlier.
Mm-hmm.
When I was an intern, this was 95-ish, and this was somewhere in there, I wanted to go see him at the Vogue. I'd never seen him before. And I believe I asked Tom or someone with the show, and they told you, then you called me... Hello, Jason. This is Ace. I understand you want to see Ronnie James Dio. I've taken care of you. Just show up and tell him your name.
Were you so excited?
Yes. And it was going, oh, my gosh. Well, that's what the first part was. Ace Cosby called me.
Right? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck sure yeah.
He was a short guy, let me tell you.
Do you have a website or an email address you want to give out to people to contact
Twitter?
You?
Facebook?
Contact me at AceCosby at Mac.com.
AceCosby at Mac.com.
Or ME now, I guess.
Oh, is it me now?
Yeah.
AceCosby at Mean.com.
Especially if you have a job offer.
That's exactly right.
Because it's an injustice what's gone on here in this building. And if I can speak, I can say it, I'm going to. Ace is the most talented, one of the best radio personalities ever.
Solid and knows music like nobody
and
else.
Unfortunately, and unfortunately, the radio business will take advantage of you in every situation.
Ace has had, if we talked
I couldn't
earlier.
Couldn't agree more with what you just said.
Yeah.
And to piggyback on that, we joked about the missed marriages and proposals.
Yeah.
He's obviously, Ace has had a few loves of his life, but his biggest love is radio and music.
I mean, I was a little kid when I, if you met my aunt Ina, she would say,
Oh, I have a tape of him when he was 10 years old pretending to be on the radio.
Aww. Aww. See, this is what you... Are you from Indiana?
I was born out west, but...
Yeah. You grew up here?
But pretty much.
Yeah.
Moved here when it's mid-teens, early teens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where the Raiders things comes from.
No. You're an 8-year-old kid and you're watching TV and Kirk Galley's telling you, and the Mad Bomber goes back to pass and he's throwing to the stork and the assassin. Just, you know.
There's okay.
Wow,
gotcha.
That's a good team. They paralyzed that young guy.
That's the Raiders.
Oh, wow. Where did you go to high school?
John Marshall.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I didn't know you. I thought you grew up in Los Angeles for the most part, but I didn't.
My formative years were here.
Oh, I'll be daggone. Hmm. Oh, there you go.
That's good.
And the Raiders play the Colts week one this year.
Do they really?
In Indy.
Now, I have to find a kind way to ask Christy not to go so I can go with her boyfriend.
We can take care of that.
We'll get Tom. Take Ace. Christy, you're out.
Tommy D.
Done.
Ace is going with you to the Raider game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Ace, for stopping by.
My pleasure.
This has been incredible. One of my favorite ones. Yeah.
It really was.
It was. I love this.
You guys were okay, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff.
If he comes up with a deli tree, I'll come back.
We'll get you a deli tray.
We didn't get you a deli tray.
I'm so sorry.
Were you ever in a band, Ace?
Yeah.
That's what I thought so.
You like Mike Doty? Ace Cosby off your rocker.
Very good.
That's the name of the band. On the rails. This is Mike Doty. Call us or contact us with a restraining order so we can have you on the show. Okay. Thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Saw you
stand. Good night, everybody.
And all the green. On the rusting rail.